I'm Jared Waitley. Here's a snapshot of Monday, June 27. David King offered his thoughts ahead of the Tom Stewart tribunal hearing.
I don't understand, Kailas. If you go past the ball, shape to bump, and execute the perfect bump, in terms of the actual bump, what you've designed to do, excellence. And these guys, they've got such dexterity, they can do anything. It's amazing how, as soon as they make an error, they're the clumsiest people in the world. But outside of that moment, they're the most gifted, elite-performing athletes we've got. So I don't, that doesn't wash with me. Now, I think he's made a mistake, but the actual act is performed with excellence. He did what he designed to do in that split moment. So he made a poor decision, but the act is what I want to talk about. Not that he's a good guy, and not that he's made phone calls since, and not that he's shown remorse at quarter time, and all of that's fine. But the act is what we've got to take out of our game. Not who does it, the act. This is being graded as careless, where it should be intentional. What happened to Dion Prestia should not happen in our game. He was a mess.
Mia on the road expressed the thoughts of many.
There is no, if you knock a player out, you don't get to continue. And that is why it carries on. And a woman like me, because at the end of the day, numbers are dwindling. Auspic numbers are dwindling. So it's women like me, it's mums like me, that are going to, as Kingy said earlier, they're going to say, well, actually, I decide I'm going to make a decision that my child is not going to be sacrificed to a broken system that cannot look after my child should they one day aspire to the highest honour of playing AFL football in this country. I'm not going to sacrifice my child for your entertainment. And that is where many codes are going. Women, mums like me are saying, actually, let's play tennis. Let's play golf, because we don't want to deal with that.
Essendon earned its place as the worst bit on the Monday means test.
I think you either have standards or you don't. There's no grey area with this. So Ben Rutten's biggest challenge for me right now is to find some defensive stability through standards. And that's a wash. I don't even know if they value it at all, because I don't see any change. You shouldn't be losing when you have 16 more inside 50s and dominate the game. In general, in contest and in field position, in general play, they had total control of that game. But because they allow you pure use when you get the ball back, then they do so much right. They probably were in 7 out of the 10 facets, they're probably dominant. But the 3 they allow you are so costly, you lose the game.
Robert Craddock on Glenn Maxwell's prospects of playing in the first test against Sri Lanka.
Yeah, well, the latest report from this training session last night was that Travis Head did a few laps of the oval and batted without major discomfort. So those who saw it are now tipping Travis Head is more likely to play than not, which means Maxwell wouldn't play. But unlike you, Jared, just for the sense of what's going to happen if Maxwell plays again. And we all know the narrative. We saw it this season with Usman Khawaja getting the late chance and coming in and scoring century after century. Sometimes that's the best way to be selected, when you expect nothing and suddenly skate in. And you and I just know Maxwell's got one big test innings in him in Sri Lanka if he gets the chance. He's more out of the team than in at the moment. But if Travis Head wakes up sore today or tomorrow, it's a different equation.
And Crash told the story of Ash Barty's farewell to her childhood tennis court.
But she had an amazing experience last week when her childhood tennis centre, the really unpretentious West Brisbane Tennis Centre, closed down and was sold, changed hands Thursday. But she said to her childhood coach, Jim Joyce, I have to be the last one to hit a ball at it. So just before dusk, for an hour and a half on Wednesday, there they were, just the two of them on this old court, on which she was famously photoed in that as a six-year-old holding her first tennis trophy. Everyone who listening to this show would have seen that photo, and it went on and on. Then finally, Jim said, right, that's enough. And they came to the net. You think of this, the current Wimbledon champion driving through Industrial Archerfield on the way to this old court, and she had to be the last person to hit. And when she got to the net, they had a hug and she started crying, and so did he. And I thought that said so much about her. Like she said, Jim, I'm so appreciative to everything you've done for me. He was the guy who taught her the slice backhand that Jim Courier said was Roger Federer-esque, you know? Mm. And just picture that, you know, as the girls are getting ready for Wimbledon on the other side of the globe, she said, oh, can I souvenir the tennis net? I know it's got a hole in it, but this is the last shot she ever played was a backhand that found the net. That was at 5:15. The sun was just going down and they undid the squeaky tennis net. Jared, who doesn't know that sound? And she said, I'm taking this net home and I'll never part with it.
And that's just a snapshot. The full program and all interviews are available through the Waitley podcast. Subscribe at sen.com.au.